We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov B'Vichel Siliyahu. We're in Erechin Periches Mishnah Dalet. We begin our discussion of Cherem. Cherem, it literally means a consecration. Where's the consecration going? So that are two possibilities. There's a Cherem that goes to Bedek HaBayis, to the temple treasury for repair of the Beis HaMikdash when necessary, known as Cherem Gavoa. There's also Cherem Kohanim. There's a Cherem, a person makes an eder of, I'm giving Cherem, I'm giving this table, this chair as Cherem. So that may go to the Kohanim. He would have to specify, is it Cherem for Bedek HaBayis or Cherem for Kohanim? And if he does not, so then there's a debate. Stam Charamim, is it Stam Cherem where you don't specify, is that going to Bedek HaBayis or Stam Charamim go to Kohanim? So the Torah speaks about this at the end of Parshas B'chukosai after the section of Erechin, and it says like this. Ach kol cherem asher yacharim ish l'Hashem. A person gives a cherem vow to the base hamikdash mikol asher lo, from that which he has, and here are the three categories: me adam, uvehema, umisteach uzaso. So adam refers to an evid kanani or a shivcha kanani. That's one category because that's your property. As opposed to an evid ivri, goes free after 6 years, goes free in yovel. Ivri, the same thing, a Jewish maid servant after 6 years, or when yovel, or where she, when she matures, she goes free. They're not your property. But an evid kanani and a shivcha kanas are the property. In fact, they're inherited in the family as well. So since those belong to the person, they're in his possession, he has the right to declare them cherem, and they will go to the Bedek HaBayis or the Kohanim. So that's the category of Adam. Then there is Behema, so Tzon and Bakar you can give. And Steachuza, Umisteachuza, so the Torah says, what do we do in these cases? It says, Me Adam, Uvehema, Umisteachuza, so, right, ancestral land, not Ste Mikna. Lo yimacher v'lo yigoyel, should not be sold, should not be redeemed. Kol cherem kodesh kodeshim ul Hashem, it is considered most holy in the eyes of Hashem. So the mystery here tells us that according to Rabbi Elazar, if a person donates as a cherem a full category of behema or steachuza or adam, meaning all that he has of any of the categories, then it's not cherem at all. Because the language of the Torah is me adam. And that language sounds like from that which he has. So he has to leave, there has to be a remainder. If he gives it all a full category, so then it's not cherem at all. So that's a mystery here, it says. Macharim adam mitso no umikaro. Son and bakara considered sheep and cattle in the same category. So as long as you leave either one son or one bakar, your cherem will be effective. Me'avadav or a person can be machrim from his eved kanani or shivcha kanani, as long as he leaves one shivcha or one eved for himself, it will be an effective cherem. Umi sedeach uzaso, and from his steach uz, his ancestral land, as long as he leaves something for himself. V'mecharim es kulam, but if he was machrim all, a full category, einam muchramim, then nothing is cherem. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, based on that pasuk. Happens to be that we don't follow Rabbi Elazar, although he is the only Tana in the Mishnah that speaks about this topic. There is a Tana in a Tosefta. And Tosefta has a Tana that says, even though it's true, person should not declare a full category, Behema, Adam, Usteachuza, as Cherem. Nonetheless, if he did so, it does take effect. It will be binding. And therefore, we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Either way, l'chatchila, we should not be declaring a full category according to everybody. Then the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says, you know, from this idea, this principle that we should leave a remainder of cherem for ourselves and not declare everything cherem, you see what we learned a very important lesson. Ma'im la gavoa ein adam rashai lahachrim is called nechasav. If it's true that even for Hashem, even for the Beis HaMikdash, a person cannot be machrim, consecrate all his possessions, so then it goes without saying, that a person should not waste away his money for something that's not holy. A person should be careful, should spare, should have rachmanus, literally have mercy on his possessions. And based on this, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is really telling us is that we should be following something, a takana that was made in Usha. The Gemara Maseches Ksuvos discusses this. and Gemari here as well on Daf Chav Ches, that in Usha they made a takana, the person should not give more than a chomash, more than a fifth of his money to the poor. Where do we learn this from? Well, aser asrenu lach, Yaakov said. So double maser, one-tenth, one-tenth, we say, okay, that's an allusion to the fact that we can give up to 20%. L'chatchila, we should give 10%, but we get up to 20%, one-fifth, and nothing more. And that is what Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah is telling us. You have to be chas al nechasav. If we have to be careful when it comes to gavoa, certainly we have to, can't even give too much to Hashem, certainly when it comes to giving to human beings. There is some discussion about this fifth, about giving a chomesh and no more. Where if a person is very, very wealthy, what we call amid with an aleph, so then potentially he could give more than a fifth. The base of not giving too much is the fact that it says, Ethes lo yibuchav yon. We have to be careful that we don't become poor ourselves. In fact, although Rabbi Elazar makes this point, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Rabbi Elazar in the Reisha disagrees with this and would say that a person would be able to give most of his property to tzedakah, let's say, as long as he leaves himself something. He would say, I shouldn't treat Bein Adam LaChavero shouldn't be any different, shouldn't be any more strict than Bein Adam LaMakom, which means Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's lesson is somewhat questionable, because if you're telling me I shouldn't spend more than a fifth, what the halacha was above that Rabbi Elazar quoted was that I can give Hashem everything as long as I leave something for myself. So if that's true, then when it comes to giving other people, maybe when it comes to giving other people as well, I should be able, especially tzedakah, I should be able to give as long as I leave something or enough for myself. We wouldn't max out at one-fifth. Stucca, although it's Bein Adam LaChaver, Bein Adam LaMakom, it's certainly for the sake of a mitzvah, and therefore we would have the right to be lenient according to Rabbi Elazar, but not according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Periches, Mishnah, hey, Hamachrim bino uvito, avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim uste miknaso, Einon muchramim she'ein adam macharim davar she'eno shelo. So this we really should know already. We discussed the categories. We spoke about an eved kanani and a shivcha kananis. That's your property. So that you have, that's included in the word adam in the chumash when it comes to giving a cherem. But it's your son and daughter. So yeah, you may be able to sell your daughter as a Jewish maidservant. There's certain halachos about that. But she's not your property. And certainly your son, that goes without saying. Eved and shivcha ha'ivrim. So these are slaves. So these are not your property either. You can't be machrim them either. And it's stay mikness is not your land. That goes, leaves your hands in Yovel. It's not your ancestral homeland. It's not your property in order to give a cherem. And therefore, if you did so, eino muchramim, because you cannot be machrim something that does not belong to you. You may have what we call a kinyan peros. You have literally an ownership of the fruit to use that for a certain period of time, but you don't have a kinyan aguf. You don't have true inherent ownership over that. And cherem can only happen if you really have true ownership, and that's derived from the fact that one of the things on the list is a behema. So behema is something that you can make into cherem, because that's something really that you always have the right to sell. So we have, when it comes to your daughter, let's say, yeah, you can sell her till she becomes a gedola. So that, but it's not always. And when it comes to stay mikneh, and maybe till Yovel. But it has to be something that you always have the right to sell, and that only can be things that you have full ownership over, an eved kanani, shivcha kananis, behema, animals, and estay achuzah, but not estay mikneh. Konim ulevim eina macharimin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So far we listed things that can't be made cherem, right? We had the list, the benobitos, after shchuzah ha'ivrim, stay miknaso. But what about people? There are certain people we'll see who can't make their property cherem. Now, the cherem we're speaking about here, now we transition into the cherem that goes to Kohanim. If the truth is a person wants to give a cherem to the Beis HaMikdash, it can be made by anybody. We're going to see Kohanim and Levim are an exception to the rule of Kohanim type of cherem, according to one opinion at least. But when it comes to cherem to the Bedek HaBayis, anyone can give. But the mystery here says, now, Kohanim u'Leviim, Einon macharim in div Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, that Kohanim and Levim can't make a cherim that's going to go to the Kohanim. What is that? What's that based on? So Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to Kohanim and Levim, we speak about they have special cities, as we've mentioned. So these fields, they certainly can't give them away. You can't make a cherem, can't give those fields. There you are, the Yerusha, those 48 cities of the Kohanim and Levim, that's forever. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us that they can't even be machrim, even other property. Kohanim and Levim, they want to give a cherem to Kohanim, so that, maybe other Kohanim, let's say, so ain't a machrim, their property cannot be declared cherem. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It applies not only to the land, but their property as well. And we make a connection between the two. Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaKonim Eino Macharimim, Shaharamim Shalahem. But HaLevim Macharimim, Shein HaCharim Shalahem. Very logical argument, it says. I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, that a Kohen cannot make a Cherem of that going to go to the Kohanim because it belongs to them. The Bar Tanur says, "Dichsiv kol cherem b'Yisrael l'chayihiyeh." Yeah, the Kohanim is supposed to give any cherem amongst the Jewish people. They came in didei havya, since it belongs to the Kohen anyway. Mahana b'kach im hayah machrim. What benefit then is there really by being machrim this? Iu gufei zachibei, he himself is going to be zochein if lo yahiv leil kohen acher. He's not going to give it to another Kohen. So therefore, yes, Kohanim themselves cannot be machrim their property to Kohanim. Why? Because the one who made this cherem has what we call tovas hana'a, which is the choice of which Kohen to give it to. So eventually, so if he has that choice, so then, okay, so he can take it for himself, come right back to him. So that's not considered cherem. No one's benefiting from this type of cherem. But the Levim could be macharim because the cherem doesn't belong. So you shouldn't tell me that even Levim can't be macharim to Kohanim. Levim can be macharim, and the gift will go to the Kohanim. The Levi declares his property cherem, so then the cherem will accomplish something. By what? By going, that property is going to the Kohanim. So Rebbe now says, he tells us where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon really argue. Not in all circumstances. And he explains why. Nirin devir Rabbi Yehuda bakarkos. The words of Rabbi Yehuda appear could be to correct, even to Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to land. Which means Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that even Levim cannot, the Kohanim and Levim cannot declare a steyachuz, their steyachuzah karka as cherem. Why? Shedamar ki achuzas olam hu lahem. So that's an eternal heritage for them. So what happens? It never goes, a cherem doesn't go back to the original owner, even at Yovel. So in the Kohanim Levim can't, are supposed to have it. It has to be Achuzas Olam. So to make something cherem where it's not going to come back to them, that's not allowed, because it has to be Achuzas Olam. So therefore, basically teaching us that essentially Kohanim Levim cannot declare their Stei Achuza to be cherem, because it won't come back to them if they make it a cherem. So that I agree with. Rabbi says Rebbe, that Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding Karka, that both Kohanim and Levim, even Levim, cannot declare cherem when it comes to Karka Stei Achuza. But Vidivir Rabbi Shimon, but the words of Rabbi Shimon sound more reasonable, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree with him when it comes to metaltalin. Why? Because metaltalin, movable property of Kohanim and Levim, which the Torah says what that has to that doesn't say. There's no achuzas olam tiyahu lahem. That's regarding the land. So Rabbi Shimon comes to say that there's no restriction from the Torah for movable objects. So therefore, certainly says Rabbi Shimon, and we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda should agree with such a thing, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is telling us. Rabbi Shimon makes a lot more sense when it comes to metaltalin. So metaltalin. Oh no. So this is where they argue. The Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing when it comes to metaltalin. That's Rabbi Shimon agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to karka, absolutely, that's true. Where's the machlokas by movable objects? That's where Rabbi Shimon comes to say, listen, what's the problem with Levim making metatl and cherim? It'll go to the Kohanim. It's not, there's no Yerushas or Chachuzas Olam where it's not going to come back to them in Yovel. We have to worry about that. No, it'll go to the Kohanim. There's nothing wrong with that. Shena Charem Shelohem and the Cheramim don't belong to Levim anyway. They go to the Kohanim, so something's accomplished. When a Levi makes his property, that's metatlin, that is, makes it a cherim, it now becomes that with the Kohanim. So that works. Now, a Kohen cannot, says Rabbi Shimon, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, on that to make metaltulin cherem doesn't make sense because it would come right back to him. So that obviously logically understands. So the machlok is between Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon says that Levim can make a cherem. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Levim cannot make a cherem. That's with respect to metaltulin. When it comes to karka, though, everyone agrees that Levim cannot make a cherem, and everyone agrees that Kohanim cannot make a cherem because it'll just come back to them anyway.